Carl Garner. He was a youngster who came out of Pittsburgh. Couldn't read no music. Never cared to, but he was a prodigy from very early age. He was a twin. I know Earl very well. I went through Pittsburgh before he emerged. I went in Elf's club and he was playing in there, sought after our club. He asked me if I heard him playing this phenomenal piano. He asked me if I thought he could make it in New York. I told him he could make it anywhere. So a year later, I saw him in Atlantic City. He was playing at a little club and I was with Cab Calloway's band. We were playing on a boardwalk there, which is a huge place. And he came by to visit. And he said, I got opportunity to go to New York, but I'm scared to go there. I said, don't be afraid to go nowhere. You go there. So he went there. He's a twin brother, but his brother's a little off in the head. Identical twins. One of them is genius and the other one is... One's going this way and one's going that way. So he went to New York and went in 52nd Street. That was during the swing period when Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and them were at their height. That was around 1942. The record people heard him, made some records, and he hasn't looked back since.